The European External Action Service is the European Union's Foreign Affairs Department. In a hard-hitting statement, the EEAS heavily criticises the announcement by Israel last Sunday that it intends to seize almost 1,000 acres of land in the occupied West Bank of Palestine.
This is something that we condemn. For the European Union, the settlements and the policy on settlements is illegal. It's against international law. It presents an obstacle to peace, and it renders the two-state solution that we are supporting almost impossible.
The European Union's Foreign Office condemns the actions of Israel on behalf of 28 countries. The latest Israeli land grab has also been heavily criticised by the United Nations and Amnesty International. Even Israel's closest ally, the United States, has called on Tel Aviv to reverse its decision. If Israel proceeds, it will be Tel Aviv's largest land grab in decades. More than 500,000 Israelis already live in over 120 illegal settlements in Palestine. A permanent ceasefire in the region was agreed last week following 50 days of bombardment on Gaza by Israeli forces. The EU's incoming foreign policy chief, Federica Mogherini, says it's vital that the ceasefire holds.
Most of all, that it is linked to a political process that can lead to a solution, the two-state solution, and a solution that can allow us not to go back to a crisis in Gaza in 12 months or 18 months again, but find really a solution. We need Europe there, that's clear.
Mounting international pressure on Tel Aviv to pull back from its latest land grab in the West Bank has so far fallen on deaf ears. Jerome Hughes, Press TV, Brussels.